Darrell Evans, former Los Angeles King, now analyst for the Kings, joins us. Darrell, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Always great to talk to you guys. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing well, Darrell. And, you know, the L.A. Kings a month ago looked like they, you know, they were sitting pretty and were going to, kind of opposite of what they do usually, kind of coast into the playoffs. But the Anaheim Ducks have been on fire. And now, you know, home ice advantage, which is crucial, is has made this final 20 games a little bit more interesting for the Kings.
Well, I think if you go back to the beginning of the season, I think the way you see it right now is what everybody expected to see. Because the Kings were able to build a 12-game or 12-point cushion atop the Pacific, some of it had to do with the way that they were playing, and then some of it had to do with both Anaheim and San Jose not playing up to par. So I think now, you know, all three teams have kind of found a stride. You know, the three teams that are involved, you know, from California, I expect to see those three teams atop the Pacific Division, and it's going to be a real battle, you know, between the Kings and the Ducks, who have three games left between each other. Including starting on Sunday, two of the next three that the Kings will play in that sequence will be against the Ducks, one in each building. It's going to be a great test, but you know, you'd mentioned Anaheim playing really well, 13-1-1 in their last 15 games. You know, the Kings, I think, have established themselves or reestablished themselves over the last three or four games, playing that tight defensive hockey. They're getting outstanding goaltending by arguably the best goaltender in the game in Jonathan Quick, and I think now that, you know, there's a sequence where starting the other night when they play against Calgary, they're going to play 8 of 9 games on home ice. And this is a chance to kind of, you know, maybe open up a little bit more of a lead or, you know, at least get themselves, you know, on stride and play the type of hockey they want. You know, the only thing that you can worry about is, you know, is control, is the playing the games that you're playing yourself. If the other teams continue to keep winning, then it's going to, you know, it's going to remain a tight, tight race. But that doesn't mean that to say that your team is not playing well.
Darrell, you played the game a long time. I want to get your point of view on this. The Kings are, I'll say, comfortably in a playoff spot at this point, but certainly not home and cooled. There's still something to play for. It's tight enough that you got to pay attention, but not so tight that you got to play with your hair on fire the rest of the way. Is that a good place to be in for a player at this point?
It is, but I think, you know, from the standpoint of a team that has kind of, you know, been down the path, you know, over the last handful of years and knows what it takes to win, I think that urgency time is coming in the schedule. Everybody now is playing their best hockey, and this is where you kind of have to, you know, amp it up a gear, and you've got to kind of reach that stride. You don't want to be going into the postseason, you know, on cruise control or, you know, faltering in certain parts of your game. And you know, I think every team through the course of the year, you know, regardless if it's a defending Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks or, you know, the team that's finished, you know, and or sits at the bottom of the league right now, everybody gets hot and cold. And, you know, you play teams when they are hot and cold. And, you know, that makes a big difference on, you know, who's picking up the points on that given night. But I think the Kings are, you know, recognizing where they are within the schedule. You know, March is just around the corner. Trade deadline coming up on Monday. It, you know, this is where they really want to pay attention to the detail. And, you know, again, regardless of the position that you're in, and I think the Kings would really like to finish atop the Pacific Division. It's always a goal. But, again, you know, the ultimate goal is, you know, is the postseason, getting yourself in there to play for the, you know, for the Stanley Cup. And that's been the goal of this team ever since, you know, they won their last cup in 2014. That, you know, they wanted to repeat then, but they know how tough it was. And not making the playoffs last year was a little bit humbling for them, a little bit disappointing. And this year they've been a focused team and, you know, really have had a pretty balanced year, even though, you know, we've seen some of those points slip away. But I think a lot of it has to do with more so the credit of the opposing teams. They've put out some pretty outstanding numbers. You look at San Jose, who has points in 10 of their last 13 on the road. And, you know, and like I say, Anaheim 13-1-1 in their last 15 games. I mean, it's tough to keep pace with that through the course of a year.
Darrell Evans, analyst for the Los Angeles Kings, joins us. Darrell, I picked the Kings at the start of the year to represent the West. You know, a year off not making the playoffs. The rest of they know how to win. They got a great goaltender. They've got a dominant defenseman. They've got some really good players up front, can score and check and be physical and everything you have. They've always tweaked a little bit at the deadline. Darrell, what do you think they add this year, D-man or forward?
Well, I think they've already made one significant tweak, and that was adding Vinny LeCavalier and Luke Shen. And because they made that move a little bit earlier, you know, people take a look at it. Maybe that it's not happening right now, that it's not a move made towards the playoffs. But, I think the Kings, have looked at things over the last number of years. I think the earlier that you can, bring these guys into the equation, the more adapted they become, they learn your systems, and I think you get more production out of them. And I think that's been the case for the Kings. Happy with what they're getting at Luke Shen. And then up front with Vinny LeCavalier, he brings that size, another playmaker, another option on the power play, good in the face-off circle. Not to say that the Kings are done. I think the priority right now might be for the Kings to still look to acquire a veteran defenseman. And on a secondary note, in the absence of maybe Marion Gabrick, that if they can add somebody up front, you do so as well. But I don't think you risk giving up a lot in order to do that. I think the Kings have, some promising players and a couple other, on the roster right now. Michael Mersch up front, back in the blue line. We've seen Kevin Gravel. He's only played four games, but they've been very pleased with what they've seen in him. So these are a couple of guys that are on the cusp. And, I don't think you risk those type of players moving forward to bring in a piece from here to the end of the year.
Daryl, you mentioned Vinny LeCavalier. For a stretch of however many years you want to list, he was probably one of the top 10 players in the league. Different time in his career now, different expectations with the Kings. How has he fit in? Has he happily accepted a smaller role to be a part of a winner?
Without a doubt. And, you say accepting a smaller role. A smaller role than he played when he was in his heyday. But when you look at the role that he has now, as opposed to a couple of months ago when he was Philadelphia, where he had really no role, I think he's really happy to be here. The guys have done a great job at embracing him. And when you put him in, into a game, he doesn't have to carry the team upon his shoulders. He needs to contribute. I don't think they ask too much of him, and you can see that kind of rejuvenation. He's excited to be here, and I think he's really happy with the way he sees the way the Kings play the game. And he's playing with a lot of energy. He's playing with the physical part of his game, and he should be a key piece here as the Kings go down this final stretch of 25 games to get into the postseason. And eventually when they get there, I can see him having a lot of fun at that time of the year.
Well, it is interesting, how everybody talked about when the deal was done that Vinny's going to retire, and that was a big part of it. So, I'm sure there would be a huge motivation for him. I want to talk specifically about a few players. Marion Gabrick, there was a report that, they're going to be very patient with him and hold him out. You hearing anything on his injury? Are they expecting him to be back for the postseason?
Yeah, there's been no specifics put out on his injury, but there's been no indication that he won't be, at some time, through the season, whether it's, end of the regular season, postseason, that, he'll be available to play. And, that will, will get targeted a little bit further down the road when he gets to the ice and kind of, sees where he's at. But, right now it's, I think they are being patient with him. And I think the Kings, the reason for the patience is, they expect to play deep into the playoffs. That's what they're expecting. And if that's the case, they need, and they want Marion Gabrick to be part of that. So, they're going to make sure that, when he comes back, he's going to be 100% and be able to contribute the way he did when they had the last run in 2014.
The Kings, man, and the Ducks, they just seem destined to meet in the West final. Or sorry, not the West. Yeah, I guess the West final in that division. And Daryl, how has the rivalry grown over the years? Because the Kings have the two cups, and the Ducks, of course, have one. So really, three cups in the last 8 years between those two. Have you noticed? Like, is there a significant difference and increase in the rivalry?
Yeah, there really is, and I think the big one came in 2014 when they met in the playoffs for the first time. You can be 20 miles away or whatever the distance may be. You can play each other all year, but till you meet in the playoffs, I think that's what really spurs a rivalry. And if these teams are destined to meet again in the postseason this year, it's going to be some great hockey. It's great for the fan base of hockey around California in this area. Especially right now, the way it's, poised and looking, that all three California teams are going to make it out of the Pacific Division. So it's been great for the game, but, the rivalry between, the Kings and the Ducks continues to get stronger. And, it's a little bit of a coincidence the way the schedule is made that these two teams didn't play till the first time. I think it was January 17th when they met for the first time this season. So between January 17th and the end of the season, the Kings and the Ducks will play five times. And, Looking back the way things were going for the Ducks earlier on, I think they're very grateful that, you know, that they didn't lose out on five games with the Kings, because if that would have been the case, that they might be not in a position today to compete for, top spot in the Pacific Division. So I think it really sets the stage for some great games. Starting Sunday, playing in Anaheim, and then the Kings will have one more at home, and then Anaheim will come here the following weekend. So it's going to be great, and a huge 4 points at stake next week. But that's a little bit down the road, and the Kings are focused on the match tonight against the Edmonton Oilers.
This has got to be one that's on the board, Daryl. You know how this works. You can say and do all the right things, but if you're the Los Angeles Kings, you respect the opponent, but these are 2 points you absolutely have to get with how things are tightening up.
Yeah, you have to respect the opponent, and I think the Kings have the utmost respect out of any opponent. I think the National Hockey League, with the parity the way it is right now, that on any given night, any team can beat anybody. And I think when you look at the roster of the Edmonton Oilers, and even though the Kings have had a lot of success against them in the last few years, they've got some great young players. And I think with McClellan behind the bench there this year, there's more structure to their game. And, the addition of Connor McDavid, he brings a real spark to that team. And this is a tough team. You can't take them too light. I think, the first and foremost, you really got to take care of your own business. And that's what the Kings do on most nights. You always, tweak your game plan against the opponent that you're playing against. But I think you have to, really focus upon your own game. And for the Kings, the last handful of games, it's been a lot of attention to the defensive part of the game, a tight checking game. And that's what they're going to have against Edmonton. Edmonton's got great speed. They got great creativity in their lineup. And, if you want to play run and gun with the Edmonton Oilers, just like, back in the 80s and that, they're going to hurt you on a lot of nights. And not to say that in a series, you wouldn't hold the upper hand, but on one given game, you don't want to take those chances. So it's going to be a complete 60-minute game for the Kings. Attention to detail, stay out of the penalty box, and, when the opportunities arise, you've got to put the puck in the net, because the other night they outplayed Calgary greatly, but the inability to be able to put the puck in the net didn't give them the separation that they deserved, and it ended up being a victory. But one a lot tighter than when you look at the numbers across the game for the 60 minutes.
Well, Daryl, always good to catch up with you, and continued success with the Kings this season. And we're jealous once again, because you'll be in playoff games. Well, we'll sadly be watching from afar in Edmonton.
No, we appreciate it, and it's not going to be long for those young kids. They're coming around. Things are moving in the right direction, and look forward to catching up with you guys again soon.
Well, Daryl, Oiler fans desperately hope you're right, that it won't be long. Appreciate your time. Daryl Evans, analyst for the LA Kings.